Hey everyone, Kevin Gu here from the Extreme Windows blog, and in this video I'm going to show you the magic of the MakerBot Digitizer Desktop 3D Scanner. With this piece of equipment, you can scan an object up to 8 inches in diameter and 8 inches tall in under 10 minutes and end up with a 3D model that you can send directly to your 3D printer. Let me show you how it works. So I'm going to go over to Makerware for Digitizer. This is an app that's free from MakerBot, and it's responsible for talking to the digitizer, acquiring and making sense of the data. When we launch a new scan, all we really need to do is describe how light or dark the object is. This is going to help the scanner comprehend the image data that's coming from the sensor. We can go light, medium, or dark. In this case, I have a light object, and then all we need to do is click Start Scan. In a few moments, the magic will start to happen. So our scan completed. Let's take a look at Makerware to see what we came up with. So you can see here I have a nice model of my monster head, but there's one thing that I'm seeing here that's a little bit of an issue. My monster head has kind of a concave feature on top, and the lasers can't really see down into the cavity very well, so I'm not getting really the best level of detail. Now we can take advantage of what's called multi-scan. When we click on Start Multi-Scan in Makerware, we're going to be able to reposition the object. So I'm going to lay the monster head on its back and then click on Start Multi-Scan. And what this is going to do is it's now going to rescan the object from a different angle. It's going to see into all the areas that it couldn't see to before and reconcile the two 3D models together to have a better level of information and data. Let's see what happens. All right, so now that we've scanned from another angle, let's see what we've come up with. So I've got the multi-scan model open here in Makerware, and it's actually looking a lot better. The detail on the indented portion of this monster head is looking fully detailed, and it's great. So we could actually add additional scans, but I'm going to go with two here. I saved this off as an STL and have it open over here in the 3D Builder app. Now we can easily send this to our 3D printer using the built-in printing support. So we're just going to go ahead and go with the MakerBot Replicator 2. We're going to use all the default options. That's going to work great. Hit print, and boom, it's going to print out a copy of my monster head. Well, there we go. With the MakerBot Digitizer and the MakerBot Replicator 2 attached to my Windows 8.1 PC, I can make almost anything. If you want to know more about the MakerBot Digitizer, go to makerbot.com. If you want to see more awesome 3D printing action, please visit the Extreme Windows blog. Thanks.